The BEA STEM Global Competitiveness Conference presents Making More Minutes, Time Management for Pre-Professionals, a professional development seminar featuring Sergeant Major Jametta Bland of the U.S. Army, Senior Project Leader, Coet Development Office for the Aerospace Corporation, Tarita Norton, and Command Sergeant Major Tammy White McKnight of the U.S. Army. Students who've learned how to effectively manage time during high school are better prepared for the rigors of college study. Regardless of preparation, it takes time to adjust to college. Improve time management skills by setting and not deviating from goals. Even students who manage time well during high school often struggle when they begin college. Students are overwhelmed with large course loads, extracurricular activities, and other social activities. Although being in college can be overwhelming, it's possible to complete everything that must be done in a timely and efficient manner. Developing time management and organizational skills is the key to working efficiently. The best way to better manage time is to develop daily schedules. Most organized people plan daily, weekly, and monthly tasks. This seminar will show you how to be self-motivated, leading to better organizational skills, productivity, and efficiency. Without further delay, the BEA STEM Global Competitiveness Conference presents Making More Minutes, Time Management for Pre-Professionals, featuring Sergeant Major Jametta Bland, Tarita Norton, and Command Sergeant Major Tammy White McKnight.
Welcome to the seminar that's hosting Making More Minutes, Time Management for Pre-Professionals. We're going to start at 11:45 to 12:30. And the room number is Virginia AB, just in case this wasn't the room you had anticipated to come in. And again, I've encouraged those to move forward if you don't mind. But if you're comfortable where you're at, we understand that. If you haven't scanned your badge, please do. There's Morgan State, you know, table registrations give you those little credits out there. The slide deck, we're not gonna kill you with the PowerPoint, so don't worry about that. And there's a microphone if you feel comfortable enough to get up and do that. If not, you know, we don't have a lot of people in here right now to be talking over anyone, so feel comfortable. We wanna make you comfortable. Because we're going to be comfortable as ever. You know, if I'm not comfortable by now with the amount of years I have in the service and in the other CSM here and Tarita and what she does for a living, we don't need to be standing in here. But anyway, again, welcome. I'm going to introduce the panel members, including myself, but I'm going to start with Tarita. Tarita is a native from Tampa, Florida. She's a senior project leader in the Coet Development Office at the Aerospace Corporation. She leads the integration test and enterprise test activities for a major satellite program. She is very active in STEM outreach within the community and is a former two-time winner of the BEA Conference, receiving the GEM Alumni Award and the Modern Day Technology Leader Award. Let's give her a hand for that. You know, that takes a lot of hard work. The other panel member today will be Command Sergeant Major White McKnight, a native of Albany, Georgia. Right now, she is the battalion Command Sergeant Major for Army South, which is an ASCC command, and we work for Southcom, and we have all these different places. But her job is harder than mine. She is my battalion CSM, and I work for one of her directorates in support of the organization. She has done many, many of things, been deployed many of times. As you can see, earned a lot of those awards, and they weren't given to her. it's not an easy job that she has right now, based off of the rank structure and the level of command that it's in. She is married, and she loves and loves and loves her family. I've learned that from the time that I met her for these past 7 months that I've been under her command. And you will learn a lot from the two panel members, probably more than you will learn from me. but I'm Sergeant Major Jametta Bland. I actually is a Directorate Sergeant Major for Army South, and native of Illinois. So this weather, I'm not used to anymore. So I can't wait to get back to Texas. I recently just came from Cuba and recently got married. So the end of part of 2018 has been very interesting for me. But this falls right in place with that. We all have family, friends, jobs, and our own personal life, which at the end of the day, everyone in here, including ourselves, we have to know and understand how to manage our time. No matter if we're a student, no matter if we are someone's aide or a parent, you know, sometimes, you know, even when you are a dependent of someone else, you have to make time for your family as well. So that's involved. So let's not forget, this is just not about professional time management, because your family is part of your profession. Here's the agenda for today. And before we get into the icebreaker, I just want to go over. No, we're going to get an icebreaker right now. Okay. Can anyone tell me, have you ever seen the $86,400 icebreaker? Good. What about the deck of cards? Good. The deck of cards, I'm going to need two volunteers. But first, we're going to do the $86,400 icebreaker here. You should have a little piece of paper, if you don't mind taking that. And I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. Okay. Write down $86,400. And this is what you have to do. You have to spend it any way that you wish. That means you write down how you're going to spend it. But the only restriction is you cannot bank any of the money. You cannot put that money in the bank. You have to spend it and use it in any shape or form that you want to. And if you do put it in the bank, you lose it. Okay? And then once, I'm going to give you time to do that. And then when we finish, and I see that everybody's looking back up at me or give me the thumbs up, I'm going to explain to you why and how the money, I'm going to ask you how and why did you spend it that way. And we'll go into it further. So give you about 2 minutes. I think everybody can spend $86,000 in 2 minutes, right? Okay, who has spent $86,400 in 2 minutes? Okay. Ma'am, if you don't mind sharing, discussing with us why and how you spent the money the way you did. Okay. So that's pretty good thinking. Not many will think about traveling, but why did you?
College tuition.
College tuition? All of it on college tuition?
Nothing for yourself.
Okay.
Well, I guess in a way that is supporting yourself.
Okay, well, you got Sergeant Major, and then I'll get you.
Okay. I spent $76,000 I spent on college tuition for my youngest daughter. $10,000 I spent on maintenance on my house in Georgia. $100 on a spa for myself.
You got to put more in the spa. That's just one treatment. You got to have the 2 years for
it. $250 for gifts for my 13 grandkids. And $50 to take myself out to eat somewhere.
Okay. I hope y'all paying attention to how everyone's spending. What about you, young man?
Jordan's, huh?
Okay, all of those, as you can see, some thought about self, some thought about others, some actually thought outside the box. And I said you can't bank it, but I didn't say you couldn't purchase anything that was money. So, but the $86,400, it's the number of seconds we have each day. And that as others as possible, we should consider spending the time. on things, you know, that are important to us. So the traveling lady back there, hey, that's good. You thought about yourself and that's what you want to spend all your money on. Hey, I'm for it too. And then some even gave back to the parents. You know, in those amount of seconds, you look over the years that the parents have raised you and you thought about them in that those seconds. So that right there, it allows you to go into a little time management because you had to take the time to arrange what was priority, because I'm assuming that was your priority, your parents was first. So you already have one of those things about time management. You had your money, okay, first mom. Okay, then you said business, you said school, you said travel. So that's pretty good. Now we're gonna roll into the second one, which is not gonna be as including everyone, but I chose two individuals to take their deck of cards, go ahead, take them out. Don't shuffle them, don't do anything. Just take them out the box, please. And this is called the Ace of Spades. Okay, the deck should be facing down. Now the concept to this is we have two individuals, the cards are in there. I need you to find the Ace of Spades in your deck, coming from the top. Okay, you ready? See, you confused already, aren't you? No, you have a deck of cards. You have a deck of cards. What you're gonna do is you're going to go through the deck of cards and you're gonna find the Ace of Spades. When you get to the Ace of Spades, hold it up, okay? You have to, you're competing against one another.
That means you can look at the card.
You can look at the card, but you have to pay attention, okay? The deck should be facing down, and then you go, okay? First one that has the Ace of Spades, you hold it up. Ready? Go. Okay, stop.
He had it first.
Yeah. Well, the reason, here's the thing. You had the red deck, and you had the blue deck. Everyone has a different way that they organize things. And even when they go through it, like some people will go to their calendar starting from the end of the month to the beginning, vice versa. You started from the top of the deck. The young lady started from the bottom of the deck. Okay? But some of her cards were not all face down, were they? Got it. The card, the deck of cards, the Ace of Spades, it gives you that organizational skill and time management, because it took her longer to find it, probably about a split second, because she was moving pretty fast just like you were, but you found it first because everything was organized, it was in order. And that's what we're here today to do, is find time and ways to organize our time as well as manage our time. So here's the learning objectives. Not going to read it out to you. Everybody in here is capable. I don't even like doing that in meetings that we have. So, but while you're reading that, as students, there's a lot of students and leaders and probably, you know, bosses and leads, whatever type of work that you do, or if you're a full-time student. We learn how to effectively manage our time, you know, in high school or the positions of authority. We're better at it if you are a student. That's what the studies say, but sometimes I don't think it's true. And even if we're in senior positions, we have problems managing our time as well. But one thing that you, regardless of how much you prepare, it takes time to adjust. So I'm OCD. I like to plan things. But sometimes that plan goes to what? You gotta throw it away because something else interrupts it. So you have to learn those tips. The panel and I will give you tips. You know, different, when you leave here, you're gonna know how to be flexible in your schedule. And some of the things that you will wanna take from us is how 26 years, 27?
29.
29 years of service, 23 and a half, and how long have you been? 20? A lot of years up here, and I tell you, sometimes we still have problems with time management. And but some of the tips that we will share with you have, you know, allowed us to manage our time better. There's no fix to anything. It's just always, you know, we can always make things better. And that's what we're here to do today, and to improve the time management skills by setting and not deviating from your goals. Although you may be, you know, in college or a position that's overwhelming, it is always and also possible to complete everything that you do have planned. It's just you have to know how to plan it. Mm-hmm. Developing time management and organizational skills is the key to working efficiently. Best way is to better manage time is to develop your daily schedules or calendars based off of what you feel is comfortable. Some people have this little sticky boards in their house. If you have kids, you have to, some do have that. So that right there alone will allow you to manage your time a little bit. I'm gonna share with you how I organize things, you know, but I organize like most people do. I plan daily, weekly, and monthly. Again, all that can change. And I use certain strategies. I assess how I spend my time, you know, and how I waste my time. I create to-do lists and honey-do lists. Prioritize your list, schedule your time, limit emails, you know, all those good things. But I'm gonna turn it over to Sergeant Major White McKnight and Tammy, and let her share some of her time management experiences.
Well, good morning. And we appreciate all of you all taking the time to be here today. Time management skills and techniques are important in our day-to-day life, and we don't understand that until we're in that moment where we're in a rush to get to somewhere and we've got to follow behind somebody else. Just take an analogy. We're driving in the car. We got a meeting to get to, and we know we got 20 minutes to get there. Well, that's 20 minutes that we know that we have to get there, but that car that we are riding behind, they might have all day to get to where they got to go. So what do we find ourselves in a predicament of? Man, we catastrophize. I should have left earlier. I should have thought about the traffic. I should have, I could have, I would have. And so with these, what we learn day to day is that, okay, I know what happened yesterday, so tomorrow I need to plan better, right? I need to manage my time better tomorrow. So tomorrow I might need to leave 30 minutes early as opposed to 20 minutes. And it's also that balance that we have to have. So with me, I can speak from personal experience. I've been in the Army for, this year I hit 30 years in the Army. And balancing, I am a mother of six. I am a wife. I have 13 grandkids, and at work, I am a leader. My time never belongs to me. I always belong to someone else. So what do I rely on? I will pull this out right now because this is important in my life every day. And what I am pulling out, this is my work phone that manages my work time. It is my calendar that I try to stay on time for, because I go to meetings all day, every day that impact others' lives. And it's important that I be at those meetings and that I be at those meetings on time, because I have a seat at the table. And having a seat at the table, that means that I'm relevant. So that means that I have to be on time. That means I have to manage my time. It is important because it's not for me. It is for others that I represent. And so that's why it's important that I be on time, okay? And so, and if you look at that in your day-to-day lives, what is important? What is the event that you're going to, and what does it mean to you in your life, and how does it impact you? And how does it impact others if you are on time or if you're late or if you're early? So what are we always taught? To be 15 minutes early, right? Sometimes 30. You're right. You're right, sometimes 30. But you have to put yourself in the position where if you're the one that scheduled that meeting or whatever, and you tell someone to be there on time, is your time valuable to you? Then I say, isn't their time valuable to them for you to be there on time? So always try to see things not just from your perspective, but from the perspective of others that you affect around you day in and day out. Okay?
Hi, so good morning. Before I talk about what I do, I just want to get a feel for the audience. How many of you guys are college students? How many are working professionals? Okay, so I'll talk in that manner. For me, I use a variety of techniques to manage my time. I'm a list keeper. And so I always have a to-do list. I brought some show and tell. I'm always writing down what I need to get done in a day, and I don't always succeed, but I maintain a list of what I need to get done and what falls over to the next day. I also use some of the techniques that are here on the board, setting my top three priorities. I set three priorities every morning, and so I try to achieve those in the midst of a day full of meetings or sessions or trying to get reports done. What are the top three, and try to stick to those top three. I also use the Eisenhower matrix. And how many of you are familiar with the Eisenhower matrix? Anybody? Okay, I'm gonna explain it to you. It's a quad. In the first quad, you identify what's important, what's really urgent, and do that. Those are like your top three priorities. On the top right, you decide to do things later. So these are tasks that are still important to you, but may not have a higher priority. On the bottom left, you delegate. Are there things that you can pass on to somebody else that they can achieve and help you with? So learning to delegate will help you out a lot, because as individuals, sometimes we try to take on too much. And I know I'm a victim of that, because I tend to want to help everybody. And so I have my to-do list, and I might be trying to do somebody else's to-do list. So you got to learn how to prioritize and how to delegate. And then you look through and see, what can I delete? Somebody might give you a drive-by and say, hey, I need your help with this. You may not be the only person that can help them. And it might be either you're delegating or saying, I just don't have the time. My bandwidth is reach capacity, so I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. Learn to be able to say no. And I have to say no to some tasks because I can't do it all. So I use that matrix quite a bit. The other item that was on the list is a pyramid. And I think Major Bland talked a little bit about that, setting your day up with planning daily, planning weekly, planning monthly, setting, you know, short-term goals, long-term goals, but you kind of go through that pyramid and identify again, what do I want to achieve today? What do I want to achieve this week? What about this month, next year? How many of you guys set New Year's resolutions? We all set resolutions. Okay. Sometimes I do. But do you guys understand what the difference is between a resolution and a goal? A resolution is something you intend to do. I'm going to lose weight this year. That's a goal a lot of us have. I'm going to learn something new, read 5 books a month. But if we don't set that plan in place, that's still going to be, I'm going to. A goal is you set that strategy in place. You put that process together, and you track your steps to getting through accomplishing that task. That's how you complete your goals. We have some other information here on goals, but for me, I try to look at my task in that perspective, because I not only work at the Aerospace Corporation, I'm doing major satellite programs on a daily basis. I'm doing STEM outreach. I work on a number of STEM boards that I'm supporting students in the community. I have my own businesses where I'm doing crafts and I'm writing a book. So I have a lot of things that I want to get done, and I can't get any of that accomplished if I'm not organized, as Major Bland said, or if I'm not prioritizing my task, as the Sergeant Major said, to make sure that I have what's important first and that I'm tracking through those things so that I can get accomplished what I want to get accomplished.
You're listening to Making More Minutes, Time Management for Pre-Professionals, a professional development seminar featuring Sergeant Major Jametta Bland, Tarita Norton, and Command Sergeant Major Tammy White McKnight. Brought to you by the Bay of STEM Global Competitiveness Conference. Be sure to check out our social media pages on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. And Tarita said something that a lot of us have a hard time saying, and it took me a while to say no. Because sometimes you lose yourself and you forget to reward yourself mm-hmm. when you're always saying yes, and then that interrupts your time and your plans. So it's okay to say no, but if you start saying no to everything, and then you're, you know, to that point where, you know, especially the college students, you have to, you know, be able to basically set expectations, not with just yourself, but your colleagues as well. Mm-hmm. Because they may be part of that plan based off a assignment or study group. So learn to say no to those things that you know are not like your top priorities. Mm-hmm. And the best thing that some of you did in here on that 86,400 was you rewarded yourself. And that's what we fail to do a lot when we're planning and time management. And I use, when I go to the store and I'm saying, hey, it's my day, I'm gonna go treat myself. Mm-hmm. I end up treating everybody else yep. but myself. Yep. So that's why that last thing on my strategies is to reward self, but I don't put it first, but I do reward myself. Everybody should have that goal setting form. And Tarita, you know, we spoke about what would be a good handout. And she sent this to us, and we all agree that it's something that we do daily, but we don't write it down. Mm-hmm. And today's generation, just the way the life is today, technology is everything. So one of those other time management strategies is sometimes you have to use the technology to remember and to get it done. You know, I still like to write things down. You know, I still do a list, but I do one on my phone as well, because that's what I have in my hand most of the time. As Star Major said, her phone is her life as well. But we're learning when we go home, that work phone goes to the side. But sometimes it rings and sometimes it buzzes, as you can see. But again, if everybody see this, you don't have to take it. It's just a recommendation. To just start thinking about yourself, your goals, your time management. How would you do that? If you didn't receive one, there's some probably in the seats, and we still have some up here as well. But you don't have to take it. It's a recommendation to get you started. And I've been to college, and everybody up here has been to college, and we didn't have those things. And today, the way college is, we had to write everything. We didn't, you know, if you could afford a computer back then, yeah, I don't look that old, but I am, you know, good. If not, you had that hand jam, as we called it, and that made us a little bit better at time management. But then as you grow and you get in certain positions, leadership position, you may be the president of your class in college or a group that you're in, fraternity, sorority, you start having multiple ways of managing your time. So this worksheet is something that you can have. If you want it, take it. If you don't, you know, leave it. It's not gonna hurt our feelings. We're just trying to share some things that we have experienced or have used ourselves. In identifying your goal, make a plan, take action. A lot of us, and she used the New Year's resolution as one, we identify what goals we're gonna go after. We plan it. But sometimes what happens, we don't take action on it. Mm-hmm. Life does. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many people, every time you set a goal, make a plan, you take action on it? Raise your hand. Uh-oh, look at that. Look. Oh, okay. What do you do for a living, ma'am? Okay. That's built in right there. You know, one little slight not taking action can cause a lot of headache, can't it? Yes, mm-hmm. We appreciate you. Ma'am, I saw you raise your hand back there. Can you tell us what you do for a living, please?
I'm Dr. Denise Farr-Smani. I am a CEO of a data analytics company, as well as a college professor in the School of Engineering.
Yep. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. See, you know, not all of us can do that. I used to be that way until I started getting senior positions in the Army. And you're here, you're there, and you wish you had twins, triplets, sometimes quadruplets. So, and that probably goes for, you know, the business personnel out here. And some college students, you're probably taking a lot of these classes that you like, man, I should have thought about that one next semester. But it's okay, because you're going to learn the process like everybody else. And I wish I could get back to where I was. I'm telling you, sometimes I forget things, and it's like, hey, you forgot to do that. Yes, sir, Major.
So one of the things about the time management, when you're on time, people know that you are dependable. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that speaks towards your character. That speaks towards their ability to depend on you to get certain things done, because if for some reason you don't get something done at one time, they know that that's an anomaly. That is not your standard practice. And they are willing to forgive you for that one time because they know that's not normal behavior for you. But when you're always late and always late and always late, guess what everyone expects? You to be late. And so that one time that you're on time, it's like, whoa, what's going on? What's going on in your world? So it's a good thing to practice being on time. I would say be early is on time. Mm-hmm. Hmm? Right, because that leaves room for, let's say the meeting was scheduled to be in here at 11:45, but for some reason something mechanically happened to this room and they had to move it to another room. Well, if you show up on time, guess what? You're going to be late because you didn't know that the room changed to across the hall, right? You're blade running and you miss out because you were blade running and you showed up late. You didn't get the change in a timely manner. But when you show up early, you get the change in a timely manner, and then you can react. You have time to react to a change. So, but it's a beautiful thing when you show up early. Mm-hmm. You're on time when you show up early.
Quick comment.
Tarita, the SMART, can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so I'll talk about SMART, and then I have another comment. In SMART goals, you want to be specific. So think about what you really want to do and be as specific as possible, because that helps you drive down your plan. If it's too broad, then you're going to have too many areas of where you're trying to, you know, attack. You want to make it as specific as possible. Also, make sure it's measurable. We want to make sure you're getting something out of it. So when we at work, when we're thinking about tasks that we're trying to do or projects we're trying to work on, we want to make sure that there's a measurable way that we can see our results. Because you want to see a result. You want to succeed in your goal, and you want to see what that goal, that outcome is. Achievable. Don't put this pie in the sky, something that you can't achieve, like you're going to, fly to the moon and back in 2 years. I mean, you know, we're working on it. But for you yourself, you want to make sure it's something that you can realistically achieve. So make sure it's achievable and relevant to you. Think about what your friends are doing, but make sure that your goals are relatable to you, that are relevant to what you're trying to achieve. And also make sure it's time bound. Give yourself a deadline. If you don't put a deadline, then you're going to keep putting it off and putting it off, and we'll get sidetracked by distractions like TV or activities at school. And that actually was feeds right into my next topic, was distractions and making sure that you, as I'm going to speak to the college students, know what your priorities are. As a college student, what's your number one goal?
What was that? Graduate?
To graduate. That should be your top priority. As a student, you want to finish. So everything that you do, any clubs, any activities, any parties, you need to think about that goal. That's your first priority. When I was a college student, I have a twin sister as well. So we both were engineering students, and we would do all our classes early. I was also an athlete as well, so I had practice in the afternoon. So I made sure all of my classes were done by noon. So I had time for lunch, I had time to study, I had time for practice. And then after I got my assignments done, that's when I went to parties. So treat parties as a reward for accomplishing your assignments. That's how I did my college life. I made sure that I set my goal in mind to finish my degree, and I did everything I needed to do that.
Is there anyone in here that does not have email? How many of you in here spend at least an hour on email?
Mm-hmm. It is a time.
Two hours? I know you spend probably about 8 of your hours. Yeah. Okay, and why am I going to the email? Because of technology today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm gonna get that social media in a minute. That's how we do things today. Example for me, it is one of my pet peeves to receive a text message from my soldier. I'd rather you call me, and when we didn't have phones, you had to come physically see me. Mm-hmm. Now we do everything through email, social media, mm-hmm. and I'm not even gonna get the name in the different social medias. We even got these new FaceTime different things as well. But my point of matter is, you know, limit yourself. And I was looking at Donaldson Fielder's 4Ds in decision making. Okay, when it comes to the emails, work, personal, we both have them. You know, if you're a student, it's school, personal. But I looked at it and I was like, you know what? Okay, I'm either gonna delete it, do it, defer it, or delegate it. Delete all that junk mail, because you're gonna get more of that. And some emails are not even relevant to you. But we do sometimes catch ourselves sitting there going, I'm gonna read it anyway. Let me see what's going on a social media page. Oh, I don't know this person, but boy, they responded to my friend. Let me see what's going on. If it's not relevant, delete it. Because now you have just interrupted your time of whatever your priority is. Yes, ma'am. Oh, okay.
But to unsubscribe to that junk mail.
Yes.
And also, unsubscribe is usually a good one. and check your notifications too, so you don't get interrupted.
Correct.
If I may just add.
Oh no, thank you. And then if it is important, go right then and there and do it. If it's something that you can delegate, say you're studying, and you get an email, but you have to respond to one of your classmates, and you're studying with someone, but you're looking for the answer, and you're writing out, hey, reply with this. Delegate it. In the business world, sometimes we do delegate a lot up here, but you know, you may have to delegate some things because your plate's full, and ma'am, and just because you're a student don't mean you can't delegate certain things, because you may have a group project, and it's an email, or if it's just a group project, don't try to do it yourself. Delegate, be team. And also defer it. Set it aside for later. If it's not important and you don't have to do it right away, you don't have to delete it, and you can't delegate it, but you know one, you have to answer it down the road or later, do that. I'm learning to do that a lot because my life has changed the last 3 months. Has it been 3 months? Okay, 3 months. I gotta verify how long ago I got married, but that's okay. 3 months, I had to really do some time management, adjustment, organizational skills, because it's totally different. So I had to start, you know, reading up on some time management, because from work to home, it used to be go to work, go home, and just lay there. Now I go home, it's like, okay, what I gotta do? So I'm speaking from experience, especially the emails. That will get us boggled down. I find myself doing the same thing that I'm preaching not to do, but we're human. So I'm sharing that experience, and hey, do the 4Ds, that Donaldson Fielder's 4Ds of decision making, which chimes into your time management. Okay. Here's a few tips. And if there's any other tips you have questions on, you know, how can you do something better? It don't even have to be, you know, dealing with your school or anything like that. I think we have enough experience here and in the audience that we can get you an answer. You know, because I haven't been sitting in a classroom college in a long time, and I'm going to try to do that again. So,
so I have a 16-year-old daughter. She's my last one at home. My other kids are grown. She's a junior in high school. She does powerlifting. She does AAU track and field. She does discus throwing. She does schoolwork, school projects. She's in the JROTC program, and she doesn't have a driver's license. So time management in my house is very important, especially with the position that I hold. So every morning I get up at 4:30 to do PT. She has to be to school by 6:50 for powerlifting, because they do it before school. Then she has track practice after school. She doesn't finish till 5 o'clock. I was gonna say 1700.
But everybody knows 12 plus 3.
Yeah. That she finishes at 5 o'clock. So my day at work is not really done. So I usually have to say, hey, hang out at the school till I finish a meeting. But communication is also huge in time management when it's more than just yourself. So what I'm talking about is a balance between your personal life and your business life or your school life. And what you do not want to do is go to bed at night doing woulda, coulda, shoulda, because you did not take the time to follow the steps that have been given you today, some tips that have been given to you today, to plan your day properly so that you can get those things done that are important if you prioritize. You don't want to go to bed saying woulda, coulda, shoulda, and then you got to squeeze it in somewhere else where you don't have the time to squeeze it in. So that's why time management and prioritizing that has been spoken here today is important, because those things that are not on your priority list, if you don't get them done, guess what? You can push them to another day if you have time, because they wasn't priority to you. They were just something that you wanted to get done. But when you have a family, we have a lot of college students in here today, learning to manage your time now will help you better as you continue to transition in your life, and it becomes more than just about you in your life that you have to manage. It just becomes incorporating, okay? When you add others to your life, and then you have the communication to learn how to manage. So my 16-year-old, she'll be 17 next month, she texts me, "Mom, don't forget, I get out. Mom, don't forget, I gotta be here at this time." Today, she texts me. I'm in DC and she's in Texas. "Mom, I need to be picked up at 3 o'clock. I'm in DC, she in Texas. So Mom gotta figure out how she's gonna get picked up at 3 o'clock from her powerlifting competition today. So what I'm saying, yes ma'am.
I have a question. What's her powerlifting PR? I'm just curious. I want to ask that. Is it the snatch?
It's the snatch. She does all things powerlifting. I'm a bad mom because I'm not a bad mom, but I've only been to one event. But that's because I'm balancing. She has things going on, and because of my position, I have other competing needs. So prioritizing my check. Mm-hmm. Pays for the roof over our head. So mm-hmm. My job takes priority over those extracurricular activities, but I have to find the balance in there when I can maneuver. So somebody from her events I've missed, but it's important, young people, that you prioritize what's important to you. Family is very important. But you also have to remember that you have to provide shelter, clothing, food for them. That requires a sacrifice. And that sacrifice is that you have to work to make those things happen. So in there is the time management where, okay, I'm tired. I'm really tired. I'm just getting off work. I've worked 12, 14, 15 hours a day, but my child or my significant other has this event. I need to go put the time in, but how can I balance it? Okay?
Are there any questions? so far? Everybody has it all down. You have your plan. You're going to establish this routine. So you're going to stay on top of things. Okay.
But if you don't have any questions, here's a few references. Besides the four D's that I spoke to you about that I try to implement in my life now.
So Mr. Rita talked to you about goals. I would tell you to keep those goals relevant. You set short-term goals and then you revisit them. When you set short-term goals, you better achieve those than when you set long-term goals, mm-hmm. because you set those and then you forget those. Mm-hmm. When you set short-term goals, it forces you, if you set it on your calendar or something, hey, I need to reassess my goals, and you revisit and you, okay, maybe I need to make an adjustment here or take away here because this didn't work out or I need to add this. I think it's better for you. You stick more to the shorter goals than you do to the long-term goals. That's just my experience.
So if I could add one more comment in thinking about tasks, we're talking about distractions and not getting distracted. For me, I tend to want to do those easy tasks first. And sometimes we kind of shift to, let me get this done. I can do it in 5 minutes and it takes 30 minutes. Or I can do it in, 30 minutes and it takes you 2 hours. So for me, I'd say, try to accomplish tasks that you can as quickly as possible. Try to get some of those short-term, easy, quick tasks, but don't get distracted by those. Because sometimes you can say, oh, I can do this really quick, and your task that may take you 2 hours is higher priority. So balance that, get the easy tasks done, but also think about the prioritization of those tasks, and don't use your short-term tasks like email, responding to email, as a distraction that are preventing you from getting some of your higher priority tasks done.
Well, we appreciate your attendance, but if you do have any questions that you did not want to present in an open forum, as we exit out so they can get ready for the next presentation, we'll be out in the hallway for a little bit, even if it's just sidebar, simple conversation.
I just want to close out with one thing. Know that what you do, whatever it is that you do in life, that you are important, mm-hmm. and what you do matters. And as long as you get up every day and look in the mirror and you tell yourself that I matter, you matter. Even if you don't think you matter to someone. And every day, you are someone's mentor. They just haven't told you, but they are looking up to you. They are very proud of you, and we appreciate what you do day in and day out, because it is what helps this world go around. So you are important. Know that from me, and thank you for what you do every day.
So just a quick reminder.
Thank you for listening to Making More Minutes, Time Management for Pre-Professionals, a professional development seminar. Featuring Sergeant Major Jametta Bland of the U.S. Army, Senior Project Leader, Coent Development Office for the Aerospace Corporation, Tarita Norton, and Command Sergeant Major Tammy White McKnight of the U.S. Army. If you have enjoyed this presentation, be sure to attend the Bay of STEM Global Competitiveness Conference. For more information on how you, your company, or organization can take part, visit www.baya.org. For college students, contact us at 410-244-7101.